And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher. But when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your own eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart will produce good, but an evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
David Windsor is a Vincentian priest and psychologist. He was my vice rector when I was in California, and when I was in Belgium, he was my rector. So I have known David for a long, long time. And in his office, the plaque always hanging there that said, "Lord, let my words this day be tender and sweet, for tomorrow I may have to eat them." Now, Windsor was very big on words. The way we use words, the way we convey a message, how that message is received by the words that we use. An example that he would always use was, "Good morning, Lord," and "Good Lord, morning." Same words, different message. The words we choose and how we use them betrays who we are and what we believe. More often than not, they say a whole lot more about ourselves than they do about the other person. Anybody have a sibling? You know about sibling rivalry? My brother and I get along now. It wasn't always the case. We would go at it like cats and dogs. And to this day, I say that I have the quicker wit than he does. And with just a turn of the phrase, I could just slice him up. I could bring him all the way up to the edge of exploding. Just a few words, and I could get him to be mumbling in an incoherent way. Sometimes I would do that without even thinking. Just became the way that I related to him. Most of the time, I did know exactly what I was doing. But sometimes I didn't. Now, to be fair, my brother could do the same thing to me. He just wasn't as good at it. But I will give him props. He hit a heck of a lot harder than I did. A number of years ago, we figured out why we were that way with one another, why we constantly clashed. It was because we were so different. We had different skills, different abilities, different gifts. We were jealous of each other. We wanted to be like the other one. We wanted to be able to do those things and have those gifts and have those skills. And the warp way of thinking was, well, if I can't be that way, I'm going to make darn sure that he can't either. The other reason is because while we are so different, we're also very similar. We grew up together. We grew up the same way. And we are not perfect. We have very, very similar flaws. And what happened was, we would recognize the flaws in the other, and at what it really was, we were recognizing the flaws in ourselves. We recognized the things in the other person, those things that we didn't like about ourselves. It was a case of the splinter and the wooden beam. It is amazing the power we wield through our words. With just a few words, strategically placed, we can bring about pain, resentment, division, and yet, by a few simple words, strategically placed, we can bring about great joy, encouragement, healing. I'm sorry. I forgive you. I love you. The words we choose and the way we use them betrays the store of goodness in our hearts or our lack thereof. My friends, pray for words that are tender and sweet.